Tell us about the big play punch out. Just kind of how did you see the play unfold?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I wasn't even really trying to go for the ball. Just trying to make a tackle, save a touchdown. Was able to, get the ball out. Huge game changing play right there. CB picked it up. I thought he was going to score. He should have scored, man. But, yeah, game-changing play for sure.
So you didn't actually punch at it? You just were wrapping
it? Yeah, just really going for the ball. Obviously, slippery conditions out there. So, obviously, any ball carrier, obviously, it's going to be a little more slippery. But, I really wasn't even trying to go for the ball.
How, just describe how the footing affected you and how you dealt with how tough was it?
Yeah, the first drive right there, I feel like we were kind of back at our heels and stuff. A lot of guys not really getting their footing and stuff. And so after that first drive, we held them to three, had a red zone stop, came to the sidelines, and we started switching out to the seven stud, the longer cleats. So I think that made a huge difference for the game. But getting your footing was tough. We kind of had to make adjustments the rest of the game, just, making sure that we're, our feet are under us. We're not taking too big of, steps and breaking too much out of our, center of gravity and stuff like that. So we were able to make adjustments throughout the game.
Was it fun?
Oh, yeah. That was probably the funnest game in my life right there. Big time Sunday night football game, snow game. Man, it was unbelievable. Obviously, clinched the division too, so great night.
How much of playing in these conditions is mentally, like embracing it and enjoying it? Because, I mean, obviously it's more enjoyable when you're ahead too, but what is that mindset like of saying, we can handle this?
Yeah, I mean, I think they got the saying around here, and don't quote me on the saying because I might get it wrong, but when it's too tough for everyone else, it's just right for us. So, that's a mentality that we have every single day. Whenever we can, coaches having us out practicing outside during the week and stuff like that. Just embracing the elements, embracing the mentality, really, because it's real home field advantage here with the Bills Mafia, and obviously with the weather too. So we definitely take advantage of that.
Any extra juice having Matt Milano back on the field?
Oh yeah, man. I couldn't wait to get 58 out there, man. It was I really have never played a game with him. He went down early last year, and he really hasn't played since the London game, Jaguars last year. So, I was excited, obviously, training camp, getting, a lot of practices out there with him and stuff. But, you could feel the whole juice and energy of the whole team, defense rallying around him, obviously team captain, and just getting his feet wet. It was great to see 58 out there.
Obviously, that's a really good team on the other side. But was there a moment when you kind of felt like, not to make a pun, but like there was an avalanche of like, okay, we got this game. Like, this is ours?
I feel like, obviously our offense is rolling too. They were, Jimbo was, cranking a lot of big runs out and stuff like that. As soon as we went up 21-3 at halftime, and then, we got that turnover, coming out of halftime, I feel like that was a kind of huge shift in, momentum.
You made the play to clinch the division last year in Miami in the final game of the year, and now you guys do it a lot earlier. What does it allow you to do already having the division locked up with five games left?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it feels great, they did it. This is five straight division titles here in Buffalo. So, obviously that's amazing. But we said it in the locker room, this is not the finish line. There's still a lot of season left. There's still, a lot of games where we can get better and roll into the playoffs. And obviously it feels good clinching a playoff spot like that this early on. But, this isn't the finish line. We still got a lot of ball left. And, we're excited.
Sorry about that.
You're good.
What was your vantage point on the Josh Allen, Amari Cooper?
Oh, man. I mean, DBs were on the bench right there. And, we couldn't even believe our eyes. Like, I've never seen anything like what Josh, obviously he took over this game. He takes over every single game. But that play was, unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
Taylor, the game anything like that, do you try to keep the receivers in front of you because of the footing, just in case you miss something? You just try to keep them in front of you? Is that the same thing you do?
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously when we went up, 21-3 and had a big lead, obviously your mentality and your play calling changes a little bit. Your playing style changes a little bit. So, you know, just making sure we're, you know, not giving up any deep shots or anything like that, making them, you know, chunk it throughout the whole field, and, you know, not giving them any big plays when we're up big lead. But, you know, obviously with footing like that, you know, just making sure we're deep enough and we're, you know, staying within ourselves when we're planting and when we're changing direction and stuff like that.